T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hey there, Vinny.
Good morning.
How are you?
Really good.
Excellent.
Really good. I'm looking forward. I'm very much looking. Tomorrow's going to be a long day, but I'm so stoked about the show.
Oh, me too. I know.
We're getting our makeup show.
Alice in Winterland, right. The makeup, in case you haven't heard and you had tickets to the show on December 12th. Tomorrow's your night.
Yeah, so
all the tickets will be honored if you have them.
I've got it on top of mind because it's on my calendar, and I sort of am figuring it out in my head. But you guys were talking about it too just now, so
yeah.
Clearly it's all of our.
And so many people are saying, "Do you have tickets? Do you have tickets?" And I'm like, "What?"
Yeah, I know. No, don't have tickets. It's funny too because I thought I might have an extra pair because my parents were going to use a pair of them.
And so then what happened with those?
Well, I offered them to a couple friends,
as long as they're getting used.
No, they're definitely getting used. But of course, the minute I offer them, I get a request from someone here.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh darn it all.
I know.
So we'll hit Denise up for some tickets.
I know. I'm going to ask. So Vaughn needs an extra pair.
I
Vanessa,
need an extra pair
our board
too.
Up. You do?
Oh, yeah. So we need 3 extra pairs.
Okay, so 3
at
extra
least.
Pairs.
Well, I can get 2.
At least.
Well, I didn't get the 8 I asked for. 8 pairs I asked
right.
for,
yeah.
by the way. So just
well, I'll
tack
ask.
Those back
all
on there.
All
ask.
We can do is ask. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm just kidding. You don't need to get me any. I'm good.
Try and get some for him just in case. I wonder if it'll be... I was, you know, obviously we didn't sell any more tickets for this because the tickets that were out there had already been sold. And I just wonder if it'll be, you know, it's such, when something gets rescheduled and you get a week or so to figure it out and you have to change your whole life around to get to it. Like, I hope that everyone gets to go.
Shows up.
Yeah, well.
You know. Well, we've gotten good response. So people aren't saying that they're not going to go.
Okay.
They're saying they're looking forward to it and they're going to be there.
Excellent.
We didn't do John Mayer. We're not the ones.
Yeah.
We didn't make his appendix explode or whatever happened in there.
Yeah.
But, you know,
better
whatever.
Now, right? Isn't that what Michael was saying?
He did a show. One of my good buddies who I surf with all the time, he flew down south and went and saw Chappelle and John Mayer on New Year's Eve.
That's so funny. Did they just
music
do like
and
a
comedy? Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that
a combo
work?
Thing?
They're buddies.
Well,
Mayer used to
be
right.
on his show.
Mm-hmm.
I think, in fact, that might even be one of the first times I ever saw John Mayer.
Probably.
John Mayer was on the Chappelle show?
Yeah, he would just hang, not like to do, I don't even know if he did musicals.
No, he did.
They just were, he was there.
Does Dave,
he played guitar on there too.
I don't even remember.
Does he play any instruments?
No. No, Dave's just funny.
Dave's just Dave.
Yeah. The funniest, the most naturally funny guy ever, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, you're booing yourself still makes me laugh all the... Like, that's
you
just
are
him
booing yourself.
Fighting with the audience.
Right. As I picture him in my head sitting on a stool...
Waiting for
stage.
His time to go up.
You
He's
are
just like, I don't even
yourself.
Care. I'm not
so
doing this.
So funny. The other day, or maybe during vacation, I was scrolling past Comedy Central, and he was doing a little tribute to Charlie Murphy. And I
Charlie
just,
Murphy.
Like, I got, you know, welled up because I was just like, oh, he misses his friend so much. And it was just evident at seeing him. And
Someone said that he's posted 2 new Netflix.
Oh.
Chappelle has.
You saw the first one, right?
I saw the first one. I started the second. And now I still haven't gone back. But that's just because I don't watch much TV.
Yeah.
And sports is on right now. So I've been watching some of that when I have TV time. But anyway, his stand-up is still as good as it ever has been. So I will get to those at some point. But yeah, that's something he did on New Year's Eve. So John Mayer is okay. He is back and should be great. And I'm
sure he's raring to go.
I'm hoping because of the event that he does a bunch of songs.
Yeah.
Like a bunch. Keep playing, dude.
Just keep on going.
I'll keep sitting here. You keep playing.
You keep playing. I'll keep sitting. So yesterday, we had a big day as a morning show. We went to lunch at Kokari with our new boss. Ding, ding, shame.
And if you go to the Alice973 Instagram, I just posted the picture of all of us.
Oh, you did?
At lunch.
Yeah, I got to look at that.
Be sure to like and comment. Sarah and Vinny, thank you so much.
She's so gregarious and just, you know.
She's awesome.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked about the whole intercom thing. She even said, she started asking about the secret show. She's like, so how is it to be not be censored anymore? Like, it's pretty freaking great. And then we were talking about yesterday's secret show, which is a CF. Don't listen to it, you guys. But she...
Actually, someone wrote me on Facebook and said, you guys do the best secret shows when you just shoot the you know what. And that was one really? Of the good ones. And I was like, that's great.
God,
I'm glad.
That show. Anyway, it was,
It was a moment of discovery for all of us. We learned a lot about Sarah yesterday.
What? About me? I didn't, just because I didn't answer the question, I didn't know, I was trying to think.
I was talking about the doorknob thing.
That, right, we discovered that that's impossible.
While watching you
and
try to do it.
Not sexy at all.
Not sexy at all.
There's Sarah at the doorway going,
hey,
well, I guess.
Hey, cone of shame, buddy.
Right. All right, then.
You keep that on
I
your head.
I didn't bring it up.
Don't bother listening to the...
Wow, that
don't bother
is
listening.
Such a great picture of everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everybody looks really good.
I bet
Sarah,
I
haven't actually liked... looks like you have makeup on.
What?
Yeah, looks like you have some blush and lipstick on. You look great. Vinny is holding
well, my face
his
didn't get
coffee,
red yesterday.
His little... His little coffee cup. What are those little things?
Oh, the little
called?
Greek coffee
yeah.
thing? Yeah. All right. How do I find
Vaughn
it?
Vaughn and Bryn.
Go to the Alice973 Instagram.
All right. That's what I have to do. You're right. I'm sorry. Everybody. I don't know how to
switch
stuff.
Maybe you can leave
stuff.
A comment, too. Or maybe two of anything.
I left a comment for you, Hooman.
You're the best.
I want to take a look at this.
Yeah. Alice Instagram. Hooman.
Oh,
great
boy.
Job.
What do you think?
See? You see your picture?
It's great. That is a funny picture. That table is a little bit too big.
Don't it's, say that.
The
God,
table's too big. What are you talking? We have that table filled up with all kinds of stuff.
No, no. I mean is that it was hard for. I was sitting across from Hooman, and we couldn't have a conversation. We're just a little bit too far apart.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, we had a lot of food going on.
We sure did. Thank you, Hooman. Hooman knows just what to order.
I hate to be in a table where it's too small and
oh,
you
got to
move
I agree.
Everything around. And our boss had four drinks going on at one time. She had water, she had iced tea,
right.
She had a Coke, and then some coffee.
And then she also had, she wanted some milk for her coffee, and so and it was like a Greek coffee, so it has all the grounds at the bottom, uh-huh. I guess. And so they brought her a whole nother cup, and she had to pour that one into the thing. Yeah, she had a lot of drinks around her. And by drinks, we mean non-alcoholic, you know, totally safe for work drinks.
Right.
It was fine. Anyway, we had a great time with her yesterday, and, you know, welcome to Intercom. Intercom, everybody.
Yay!
And speaking of all the wonderful new things that are coming our way because of Intercom, our intern program is back.
It's cool.
Sure. Oh, my God. We're going to... You know, it's... Even yesterday, as we left the building here and started walking down the street, right across the street, there's a whole other media group. Literally across the street.
Yeah.
And half of the people who work there are old interns.
Yep.
And looking out of the window, do you remember Ryagra?
Cold and wet.
Remember?
He works there?
He works right across. So he sees us out of his window and he starts like wildly gesticulating and runs down to meet us on the street. And I just thought to myself, there it is, right there. Like that kid, he came here, he... Got his start, mm-hmm. and now he's a professional
he's like
in the radio.
Yeah, he's a promotions manager.
Oh, how funny!
Isn't
there's you
fun.
hugging Ryagra.
So funny just to see him come.
That's after you guys ditched me, right? This is the part after you guys ditched me.
We
right
all
after,
walked downstairs and we started walking. All of a sudden, I was all, "Oh my God, we were supposed to wait for Vinny because you went to your car."
Yeah, I said I'll meet you downstairs.
You
I'm gonna
well,
drop
I,
my bag
you
off.
Did.
Oh, Ryagra. Ryan.
It's like a movie scene where he comes running up to you. With
I know
his
he was running. It was so nice to see him. Yeah, he, so Vinny, we didn't, I would like to say, we didn't ditch you. I didn't realize we were supposed to wait
fault.
For you. And I go, I looked around, I was like, oh, where's Vinny? Because we were way down the street.
I was like,
and Yuzek goes, oh my God, we're supposed to wait for him. I'm like, oh no, it's terrible. So I look up the street and I see a bald guy coming. I'm like, don't worry, he's right there. There he is.
So Ryagra was an intern. Who else are you talking about?
We have an old intern is coming in today because he asked for some tickets. And I said
which
I'd
intern?
Hook him up. Tyler. I don't know if you remember him.
Oh, sure. Tyler.
Intern Tyler.
Yeah.
He's a professional. I'm not sure what he does right now. Maybe a tech company.
He's the musician guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was on American Idol.
Yeah.
The blonde-haired guy.
No. Oh, sorry. That's Tyler Stimson. This is Tyler Harbaugh. When you see
his recognize
face,
him.
You'll recognize
right.
him.
Yeah. I don't know.
A different Tyler. I'm like, yeah, we know Tyler.
You want to get their last names memorized, too?
Sorry.
Remember Sean, who used to come in a
yes,
business suit?
Of course.
He just got engaged.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's great. Yeah. Oh, I love her.
Congratulations. I know.
So he did?
Tons
yeah,
of interns.
Can you believe that?
Well, yes, I can. That's what people do, Homan. Yeah.
Oh, you're toned.
Well, wasn't that kid pretty on the scene there for a minute?
Yeah, yeah. He. I'm sure he was dating like 6 or 7 chicks.
Woo!
I think, didn't some old girl, oh, or was it Brock?
Our Brock, yeah.
Brock had some girl that he dated used to call us all the time.
No
that
that's
was,
the guy.
That was Sean.
Sean.
Yeah, that was,
it was Sean's
yeah.
girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sean, we used to call him.
Don Draper.
Yeah, exactly. Don Draper.
Because he always wore a suit.
Yeah.
And it couldn't be more relaxed around here. It's a radio station.
But I loved it. It was so awesome that he did that.
Yeah.
He was also a sucker for love, though.
He was.
Yeah.
He wrote us for some bad advice sometimes about
dating. In fact, I think that's why we started talking to his girlfriend.
No, they had a bad scene go down, and I can't remember what happened.
You guys were, it was like a Musketeers date or something.
Hooman, did you
go I wasn't involved.
Yeah, Hooman and Sean went on a double date.
With Sean
yeah.
Brock.
That's
yeah,
right.
That was rough.
I knew there was something.
Yeah, I got a not date.
Well, it seems like you got that covered.
I do.
So, look over that intern sheet and tell everyone what we need.
Look at this. Learn how a major market morning show is produced and executed. <Uh-oh>. Well, it goes much smoother when you have interns, I'll tell you that. You'll learn digital radio production, phone screening, show promotions and events, news, entertainment, and sports gathering. The requirements are you got to be seriously interested. While we certainly love our fans, we don't want anyone coming in here and just like hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, unless you bring food. I guess
don't talk to Sarah.
Oh,
put that on the list.
That is ridiculous. Don't talk to Sarah. I use the interns.
Well, don't talk to her till after 6 a.m.
Yes, yeah. Don't talk to me while I'm reading, while I'm trying to read.
Yes.
It's hard for me, you know, like things distract me. I'll listen. The ability to work 5 a.m. to 11 a.m., 2 to 3 days a week, right here in downtown San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty exciting place to work. You got to get college credit for this, so you have to be enrolled. This has to be an official internship.
Yeah.
We need you to have a great attitude and a good, solid work ethic.
Did you mention the hours yet?
Yes.
5 to 11.
And actually, look, we should amend that 5 to 10.
Okay, 5 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need any experience. Come on in. We've got it. We actually have something called the Intern Bible, which has been collecting dust for the last year.
Right.
But everybody gets a copy of that, and it tells you it's a total rundown of your duties for the day. And look, it's not glamorous, but it's great. You will catch the bug. I started as an intern. You started as
Absolutely.
An intern, Yuzi.
I had 5 internships.
Bryn,
you were an intern.
Bryn was our intern.
Some of my favorite days.
Yeah, we had a great time. Honestly, there are so many people throughout this building that started and throughout the media and beyond San Francisco even.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's a great place to start. Please send a cover letter and resume to Yuzette Salazar, executive producer.
I'll add, make sure you double check your spelling.
Yes, please.
She's
a stickler. You will eliminate yourself in the first round.
Well, hold on. As she should be, you should be checking. This is like getting a job.
Yeah.
Take it seriously, and the more practice you get trying to get a job, the better you'll be at it when you try to get a job.
Right.
So
right.
The spelling thing that all people in hiring and HR are sticklers for spelling.
I know. I hate to say it, but as soon as I get a spelling error, I throw all your stuff.
So does everybody else. your resume or anything you write to a company.
Well, you want something
to
have at least been double checked and run through a spell check.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you can't spell Yuzette's name, your stuff's not getting here anyway, because the email address to send it to is Yuzette@RadioAlice.com.
Actually, Sarah, we need to change it because our company changed.
It's Entercom.com.
So
Yuzette@Entercom.com.
Yeah.
Although I suppose if it went to RadioAlice.com, you'd get it.
It still does come through.
Okay.
True.
So U-Z-E-T-T-E. U. The letter U. It's not a Y.
Yeah, it's not YZ. Don't call her YZ.
I think because the word U is spelled Y-O-U.
Yeah, sure. I
thought people get confused. It is confusing. I don't know why. U, the letter U-Z-E-T-T-E at Entercom. Entercom. So, oh my God, I'm so looking forward to it.
Someone says they saw us at, I saw you guys outside of Kokari yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say hi, but had nothing more to say.
Except, you should have just said hi.
Except for, I have loved waking up to you guys for the past 21 years. Oh, and the new boss is hot.
Oh,
yes,
funny.
She is
a cutie. Cute. As I was looking at her yesterday, let's face it, she did most of the talking, so I had plenty of time to look at her. She reminds me of Anna Kendrick.
Oh,
like,
I could see that.
She's tiny, and mm-hmm. I don't know, something about like her nose and kind of the way her face is laid. I was just like, I was looking at her nose yesterday too. She's a little cutie.
She has a, like, the nose is perfect for her face.
Yeah, yes, the whole thing. She's great.
She just texted me.
Oh, no, she didn't.
She said, I just got on the plane and started listening to the show, heard the tail end of the convo, all my drinks, ha, ha, ha.
Really?
Wish I heard the beginning. Thanks for a great lunch.
You know, send her a link to this for when she lands in Philly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Link to the Lost 30. Got it.
Link to the Lost 30. So we talked a little bit about the secret show at lunch with mm-hmm. her yesterday, and she went and listened to it and texted us last night saying she decided to not do the.
I'm not going to talk about it.
The
I
topic
don't know what
of the
you,
day.
I'm not wearing that. I'm not putting a cone on today. You can forget it.
Shame.
Anyway, we had a great lunch yesterday. So yeah, our entire focus is headed toward Thursday night. That is, oh my God, it's tomorrow night. Winterland is happening. Today is the last day to win those tickets.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break right now.
Let me tell you one thing.
Sure,
I got the rundown for the show tomorrow. A lot of people were asking, does the show start at 7 or 8? So the show will begin at 8.
Okay. But I'm assuming the door is open at 7. You can get in there and get yourself all set up. But today, in fact, right after, we'll play a song here, and right afterward will be one of your final three chances to win tickets to tomorrow night's show. So we do have some tickets left.
Cool.
6 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 5 o'clock. Oh my God, I'm going to sneeze.
Let it out, baby.
KLLC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.